Good morning and welcome, or good day and welcome to our Saturday BSP show. I'm Phil Hendry, and with me is Lauren, and we have Poncho the Cat, and we have Thunder the Cat somewhere with us. And we're about to see a movie that's a real classic from the French cinema, one of the great horror classics called Eyes Without a Face. We're just hanging here on an evening. The week is over. As you can see, there's no audio here for the first few seconds, which sort of pisses me off. Aha, there's the audio. And so I feel like I've been fucked a little bit because, as you know, I respect copyright. And so I paid for a movie that doesn't have audio in the first 5 seconds. So this movie was directed by Georges Franju or something like that. I don't know what his fucking name is, but it stars Edith Scob or Scob as the young girl. And there it is there. Les yeux sans visage. Georges Franju. There are the name. So, when we think of French movies, we think of dog shit. No, I'm kidding. No, we think of inventive cinema, I think. Like, one of our favorite movies is a French movie called, what's the name of that movie? Cash?
Cachet.
You gotta watch that movie. That movie fucking rocks the. That is a great. More buffering. I hate it. It must be the shitty connection that I have to this goddamn house, you know. I hate this shit, man. Dude. This wasn't happening when I first got Amazon.
I think it's because of all the recent events with the electricity and whatnot.
Recent events?
Recent events with the electricity problems that...
Well, I think...
All that BS.
What do you mean, baby?
Well, the power went out. You know?
Well, it could be. I just think the whole fucking neighborhood is for shit, you know. I really do. It's an old neighborhood. The wiring in this neighborhood is really old. I mean, they've got to go underground with a lot of shit. There's a lot of stuff they got to do. A lot of stuff. But this music for me is irritating. You know, it's like do. But Lauren says that it's demonic puppet music, so I'll go with that.
It's like a puppet show. It's like the clown.
Yeah, the mad clown. Yeah. Look at what do we got here.
Yeah,
what's he doing, man? Is he okay?
I just gave him his drugs, and I think he's just tripping out.
Is he tripping on his drug? What you doing, baby? Is the music freaking you out?
He's fine.
He's all right. Yeah. Your hand, look at you all cry. There he goes.
What are you doing?
Now he's chilling.
We'll calm down.
This goddamn body. Buffering on this fucking Amazon.com. And I was a big, big proponent of Amazon. Mm-hmm. I'm not even blaming Amazon. I'm blaming the connection we got here. I'm not blaming DirecTV. I'm not going to restart it. I'm just going to hold it. Aha. So now racing through the night. Is she about to get her face wrecked here?
Is this the one that gets her face ripped off?
I don't know. I haven't seen this from the beginning, but I do know that at some point her face gets wrecked. Is that the daughter? She looks more like a mother or something.
Right.
Or maybe the kid comes running out of the darkness. Or this could be a woman that he's going to use her face. The mad doctor may use her face for... Ah, you fucker!
God.
Can you believe this? If this keeps fucking happening... I want you guys to see this. This is my DirecTV connection. Time Warner is the internet provider for this whole fucking piece of shit neighborhood. Oh my God, somebody in the back seat? What? So she's got someone in the back seat with her, and she knows who it is. What is this fucked up movie about? It scares me.
Whoa.
What is that?
It looks like there's some sort of
fucked up person
face situation going on.
Yeah.
Very disgusting. Whoa,
God. It's gotta be a dead body. Ew! Some wrecked body in the back seat. Probably smells too. She probably pulled it out of the ground. Head falls off.
I kind of music like if you had a really bad hit, you just felt sick, you had a hangover.
Oh my God. Now tell me this flick didn't start out just as fucked up as possible. Some greasy looking dead corpse.
Oh
you fucking piece of shit. What if I rewound it
That's what I'm thinking. You guys turn everything off and on.
Reboot this fucker?
Yeah.
Let me see. We're going to try and... Do you want me to rewind it, baby? Or
I'm going to turn the whole thing off and on.
Well, when you say turn it off and on, what do you mean?
Like the whole system off and on.
Just turn this off?
I would turn off everything that has to do with the TV. And the
All right.
TV.
Well, I can. That's an easy enough thing to do. So I don't have to... I'll just do this.
That's what I'd do.
Wait. Okay, so we just crank this off, and you're saying turn it back on, and like...
You turned off everything, like all the DirecTV stuff, right?
that's... Does that say off?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's off, man.
All right.
So the TV itself is probably still on, but
TV, I think
DirecTV is this is how a regular American couple figures out how
I was turned off, and then I turned back on, and we'll see if it works.
Okay, now we're going to turn it on now. Let's see what if this does it. I don't know.
If it doesn't, which then we'll have to maybe reset the modem or something. I don't know.
The modem's on.
No.
And on a TV.
How many modems are on?
Just that one there. Now, gotta go here. I'm loading up the Amazon app. Go over to like there, then down to there, then over there, and then go there. My internet is disconnected. Woo! Check it out, bitch. We got ourselves a connection. Now it's connected. Okay.
So we're having slow. Mia is a part of
the. It really hacks me off. But what is a?
I was having internet problems earlier today.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I'm telling you, this place.
Yeah.
All right. So now our Amazon is back up and running. And she had that corpse in the back of the car. What the hell do you think that was? It looked like it was just some dead thing.
It looked like some. Yeah.
That she had to get rid of. Like the doctor, I'm done with it. Take it out in the ocean and drop it. I mean,
you're going to want to get this home right away.
Yeah. What's fucked up about this movie, and I say that in a good way, is that he's trying to experiment with all these different methods, and sometimes they take and then they go wrong, and it's jacked up.
He's trying to save his daughter.
He's trying to save his daughter's face. Yeah. Really? It's all about, and she realizes her father's crazy, you know. At some point, she realizes her father's fucking nuts. My daughter was so beautiful, and I will not allow this to happen to her. But as you can see, the movie opened up pretty interestingly with a rotting corpse in the backseat with a hat and a coat on. I like that. Let me go and get a dead body and cover it up. With a court, with a hat and a coat.
Look like Paddington Bear and send it out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at this shit.
That's a cool looking car.
Ooh, she's got to haul this thing down to the. I bet you it smells like shit.
Splatter,
yeah.
Splash.
Don't ever make me do such a thing again, Jean-Pierre. It's only my love for you. Oh, it's a female. You know what? They carved the face off of this woman. To fix his daughter's face. That's why the face is all wrecked out.
Oh,
and they had the hat on.
She's going to get rid of the body.
And she's getting rid of the body.
This is some fucked up.
Yeah, that's why the face was all fucked over.
Jesus.
Ah, shit, dude.
Ooh.
Like, okay, I'm Dave Oliver. I don't know if you want to see this fucking movie or what. Look, yeah, that's... Today we know that this is not a good way to get rid of a body. We know cops have DNA and all kinds of shit, you know. What if she falls in with it and just goes swimming with it? She goes swimming with the ghouled face.
Swimming with the ghouled face.
That was pretty. Did they show the face?
She's just very creepy.
Yeah, she works for the doctor. She probably is in love with the doctor, you know, like.
Well, who couldn't be with a guy like?
Oh yeah,
kind of
yeah. Thing. Who's this fuck? This is.
Hello.
This is what passes for the cops. No Parker. The face is gone. Oh, it's like
maybe next they can give me some hair.
So how fucked up was that, man? And you only got a brief little glimpse of how fucked up her face was. Ah, shit. Heterograft, in other words, the transplanting of living tissue organs.
Oh, God, I'm glad I'm here.
This is remarkable work.
Oh, God.
It's only been possible until now. This man, dressed as some Indian fuck.
These are our greatest scientific minds.
What is it? Oh, he's a priest. Oh, we have to have the priest.
Yeah.
The moral conscience of the movie. He's going to have to be the one. Excuse me, doctor, but this is not right.
Isn't this really, really wrong?
So that's the doctor.
X-ray irradiation.
Sure, that's how to do it. And also to destroy the skin itself, which... that it fucks everything up.
No human being can survive it. So resort to whatever.
Sanguination.
Sanguination. Hey, drain every last drop of blood.
From a subject exposed to radiation. What? Why do you do that shit?
And now lunch, everybody.
That's great. What a great... And he's like, we drain every block.
Desanguination.
From whom? I don't know, the Pope, the President? Fuck him. They want to see you right away. Oh, the legal... yeah. Invigorating, I love it. Wonderful future, you've shown us that my face can be de-trucked. No, I can't help you, madame. There's nothing I can do for you. Yeah, what a queer man. Since his daughter vanished. Oh, she didn't vanish. She didn't vanish, man. She's in the mansion there with her wrecked face. This is awesome.
This is so cool.
This flick is so fucking awesome. Baby, how much time does that say there? I think it's only like 11 minutes, right?
11:27.
Okay.
It looks amazing.
Her face was an open wound. Ah, shit.
Are these the cops? Look at that guy's pants on her.
Missing facial tissue confirms your theory.
The theory is she had no face.
The car accident. The facial burns, the long immersion in the river. Oh, they found the girl's body.
Oh, God, yeah, don't forget the rats.
Yes, the rats, don't forget the rats. If it's that of Simon Tesson. Oh, God. The body was in a... yeah. Missing its face. Nude in a man's coat with no face.
Just, the pants are just really going for
see the pants? Yeah. Yeah, have you thought about pulling the pants down just a little bit? Large open wound, what?
Large open wound as if they should.
As if someone had taken a scalpel to them. Oh, man. This is so creepy, because, I mean, think about that, man.
There was this cat on the internet that was named, it's named Chase No Face, and he got some sort of popularity by being this cat with, like, no face.
A cat? Oh.
And that's what I keep picturing is this one. Somebody, like, you know, adopted him and, you know, took care of him. But
poor baby kitty.
Just as open, like that, with eyes, you know. A really sweet and lovely kitty, but then he comes up to you and starts rubbing. You're like, oh, God, don't rub him.
Poor baby cat, man.
Chase no face.
Who the fuck? That mother...
It was an illness or something.
Oh, okay,
I
good.
I
hope it was an illness.
I'm not sure.
Find out a human being doing anything to an animal. I'm going to fucking kill anybody that hurts.
He lives at a vet. And
yeah. I would kill any motherfucker.
The vet's office or something.
What is it about cruelty to animals that really gets to us as humans? Is it just like
they're
completely defenseless? I mean, even a baby human has theoretically the protection of an entire human society, you know, but animals have nothing, man.
With that of your daughter's disappearance, the description fits. Do you suppose the damaged face, only the eyes are intact?
Are they trying to blame him for the no face lady?
I don't know. They think that might be his daughter.
Oh, I missed
see?
That.
What they don't know is that he's got his daughter already. Identification room. What? But why is he going to go and identify a body that he knows full damn well is not his daughter's?
He has to pretend
that this is the case of the face, the face of the case.
We'd like to put a face on this case. I'm sorry, Doctor. Let's just face the face. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. The about face. I mean, just never mind. God. Bullshit.
Mon Dieu.
He's lying. Hey, Ed, soup's on. All right. I think he's lying.
Monsieur Tesson est là, docteur. Dites-lui que l'identification est faite et ne laisse aucun doute.
Well, how the fuck?
Oh, I found Chase No Face. I'm not going to show you the
picture. Well, I don't want to see the poor boy. I feel sorry for him, man. Yeah. Poor little baby. Yeah. Fuck, man. No good, man. No good. You never cruel to animals, man.
I'm married to someone.
There's the father of... He wants to know where his daughter is.
He's going to claim that as his daughter, so there won't be any weird speculation.
Exactly. He doesn't want to know where his daughter is, and he doesn't want to be suspected of that man's death, you know, killing his daughter.
I don't know what to tell you. Piss up a rope. Fagal.
How odd I should have to comfort you. I lost my daughter. You still have some hope, at least. Yeah, bullshit. What kind of car is that? A Citroen? Is that what it was called? Good point. Now he makes this guy feel guilty for wondering where his daughter is. Wow, what a cruel motherfucker.
Thank heaven for little girls.
For little girls. What a weird couple of camera shots there, man. This is like 58, I think, 59. I'm not sure the year, actually. 59. But it really... In that book I have, baby, is that a science fiction book?
Yeah.
Okay, I got another one for horror, and I can't find it.
Here comes the music again.
Who's that? Is
that's
that
the... woman that dumped the...
Oh, my here. God.
Do you want me to look something up?
Ah! Please. Oh, good, okay, I thought I stopped it. No, I just want to know what year.
What year this is going?
Yeah. Okay. See, she's looking for more, but she's looking for another face because the last surgery didn't take, you know. His theories are up the ass, so I must have another face to experiment with.
Bring me more faces.
Yeah, bring me more faces.
Keep them coming.
Look at this bag. Oh, God. And must be, and naturally it's got to be because she's madly in love with this doctor.
That music, that's her theme song. 1960, it says.
Yeah. Okay, 60. Wow. Oh, check this
French
out, man.
Italian horror film.
French?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Italian. That's
French-Italian horror film adaptation of Jean Renault's novel, directed by Georges Franck.
Jean Renault's novel. Interesting. When was the novel published, I wonder? He sure had a string of bad luck. Losing his wife 4 years ago, now his daughter. Oh, yeah. He even carved his wife's face up.
Yeah, there we go.
Paris, fame, fortune, what's it all add up to? Bullshit. He's nothing but bullshit.
Yes.
Bullshitre. Bullshitron. So Edith Scobe, E-S-C-O-B, was the little actress. Who's the young man, the girl's fiancé? So he thinks that his... A foreigner. She looks deeply affected. Where's she from? Family Genesiel.
Still trying to find this.
So as you can see, the doctor is overcome with grief at the bullshit that has happened to his family.
I don't know whether the son, I guess this fiance figures that really was her body. Or maybe he knows that she's still, nah, I doubt it. I like order, is that what he's saying? So, there's no body. The person buried there is not his daughter, right? It's the other guy's daughter.
I would guess so, yeah.
No. No.
I can't take any more of this. Get a hold of yourself, you dirty scum. Shut your hole. To my beloved daughter. It's not even his daughter. So the whole thing's ghoulish and wrecked and, you know.
I'll always keep your face in my house.
What?
In my jar.
I'll leave it, keep your face in my jar?
I don't know. In my mind. I can't find this.
Who had the face in the jar? Eleanor Rigby. The face that he keeps in a jar by the door. It's a cool graveyard, man. Every horror movie's got to have a bitchin' graveyard. and some fucking, look at those trees, they're awesome.
That's really neat.
Is that a set? Let's go. No, that's,
I mean, I've seen those kind of trees before. Yeah. I don't know what they are, but I don't think it's a set.
I think, no, I think that's a location, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know enough of the filmmaking art, but no, that's, yeah, that's a location.
Jar, in a, by a jar, by the jar of the, in a jar.
The door is a jar.
Who is the jar for? It's the, well, you know. So the book, the book, wow, I didn't know there was a book.
Yeah, I'm trying to find when that damn thing came out. The guy died in, like, hold on.
Recently?
No, and he was born, like, hold on. I keep saying I'm not finished.
That he keeps in a jar by the door. All the luscious people, where do they all belong? These French Citroën cars that you see in all these movies are...
And then, still make those?
I don't know. I mean, they're weird looking and they bug me. And I don't like the way they're shaped. And
I think they're neat.
They are actually cooler looking than the fucking little minis. I think minis look like shit, personally. There's the garage. There's the garage. Oh, yeah, this is the other part of the movie that you know. He has these dogs.
Oh, God.
He's got these dogs.
Does he put their faces on things and vice versa?
No, no, no. No, but he's got these dogs. And these motherfucking dogs are some badass dogs, okay? Mm. He's got a whole kennel of these fucking, you know,
all right, this
voracious dogs.
Born in 1840 and died in 1916. Jean Redon.
Oh, so it's a 19th century book.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Far out, and they updated it for the 20th century here?
I guess so.
Where does it all belong? All your awkward people. Where do they all belong? I look at all. I'm trying to get this thing to. There we go. So, that did he just go by the kennels? I think you have to walk through the kennels. Look, I know his house intimately. You have to go by the kennels to get out of the garage. So, yeah, he has to cover this shit up. He's killing women, and he has to cover them up. But this one is a real...
The shape of his head.
I know. It's the most fucked up haircut in the world. That was on TV the other day, Eraserhead.
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen that whole movie.
There's a living room scene that's pretty weird.
In Eraserhead?
Yeah, they're just all sitting and talking with the baby, that weird sheep-looking baby that's... You know.
I've seen it when they're in the kitchen talking.
Yeah. Okay, now he's... Oh, I want to look into the book then. This is really interesting. Yeah. But I think this adaption is... Eyes Without a Face. We all know the Billy Idol song, which I don't know, what is that song about?
Eyes Without a Face.
The Billy Idol
got
song?
No human grace. Ew.
Face. Ew. Is he singing about the... Look at how narrow that staircase is. The architecture of the...
Such a human waste.
Look at that little fucked up staircase. Cool. Now we know he's going somewhere. Where is he going? That must be a radio or something. Maybe she's watching Captain Video.
Birds have, like, you know, elf cat faces attached to them.
Yeah.
Oh, is this his daughter?
This is his daughter. This is who he's doing all this for.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
And this is the girl that, you know, this is the girl that they thought that everybody thinks was buried today. Where'd you find this? Papa, blow it out your ass. What? Oh, that's the...
Oh, that's her death
certificate. Yeah, so she's like flipped out on this shit, man. She's... What should, could she be imagining? What's he imagining? I'm going to find you a face. I found a black woman. I know what you're saying.
We're gonna get
An obituary notice. It's just a trivial thing. It's a trifle. Names are simply substituted. This guy's nuts. He is nuts. Now, I found an African woman. I know what you're thinking. Well, the girl died after the operation. Okay. Cool exposition, you know, talking to her about it.
Mm-hmm.
They won't look any further.
Yeah, she's so tiny.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. It's disgusting.
Your mask. Get into the habit of wearing it. She shoves her face down to the pillow. Even I can't take it. I'm a doctor. The habit. The habit of wearing it.
Get a burqa.
I know. There, ding. Got a burqa. I think it would be best for your face. For your how trucked your face is. I don't believe it anymore. Oh, she doesn't believe that he's going to fix her face up.
She's just going to get the sheets all screwed up, shoving her face
in. Yeah, she's shoving her face into it, and it's like, you know, it's gonna, you have to wear the mask because I can't get the stains out anymore. I'm just telling you. There's no, not at all. No. You're just fucking half out of your mind.
Mad scientist freak.
You know your ability. You freak and a half.
Hell down her lingerie.
You'll have a real face. Or a rubber one. I don't. Even if I have to take it off of her.
No.
Even if I have to give you mine. Puts a beard on her. I love, like, what was the Twilight Zone? The girl in the Twilight Zone, the pig face people.
Yeah.
And she turned out to be really good looking. That scared the shit out of me because it made it seem like she had the ugliest face. Remember when they were talking?
Oh,
I remember the little girl running from me and all that stuff.
Even people like you can have a happy life.
Didn't he succeed with me? Oh, but you had a face. Damaged maybe, but not destroyed like mine.
I mean, your face is pretty wrecked right now.
Hell yeah. Your face, believe me, it ain't good, but I'd take it. It was a car wreck, it was an accident. He has to control everyone, even on the road. Even on the road. He drove like a lunatic.
So it was her dad's fault?
Yeah, and that's why he's just obsessed with getting her the new face. The crash nearly killed me. This is like that movie, did you ever see The Brain That Wouldn't Die?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking of.
It's like, you know, you're mad. Why did you keep me alive? Yeah, your head's in a fucking...
There's that creature in the door. Like,
oh, that guy was great. You know what they did in that movie that pissed me off? If you go and find it online, the part where he tears the guy's arm off and the guy slides down the wall, it's not in the movie.
Oh, no,
so it leaves that thing. No, I can't find that fucker anywhere.
Insanely, but I mean,
No, but it's just a cool scene. He like rips the guy's arm off because it was too gross or some shit.
Ah!
Hey, you don't look bad, except you can't smile.
She just got some Botox.
Why does she just keep that fucker on? I think that's pretty good, man. Hi, are you happy? Oh, I've never been happier in my life. It's great. Say, what's up with you anyway? You're not smiling. Oh, no, it's great. Hi.
In black and white world, she can kind of get away with it. There you go. You look.
God, you know what's? I think this is what makes this movie, that mask.
The mask is very weird. It's not horrific. Right?
No.
It's just very uncanny.
It's melancholy. It's sad. It's scary.
Yes.
You know, I think it's what makes the movie. Poor little thing. She's got to stay in this fucking room.
Oh, Lord, that's weird.
Yeah. And she just... And that gown.
Oh, wow.
That gown. I think those two things make this whole movie, like, just super... And there's the boyfriend who's like... Yeah, look,
gotta go out of town for it.
Henri, don't you want to see me? Well, it isn't that I don't want to see you. It's just, could you wear that mask more often than you do? That's fucked. That's bad of me to say.
Wow, that gown's amazing. This looks beautiful.
Well, we're going to sign off for now. We recommend you watch this movie, Eyes Without a Face. Edith Scobe is a little actress there. And they do a great job. Very atmospheric. From all of us here at the Phil Henry Show website, our BSP only show for this Saturday, Eyes Without a Face.